Last week, I attended three plays about living life as a member of a minority group. The Chosen, at Barrington Stage Company's main stage, is about the issues of being Jewish in Brooklyn during the 1940s. At BSC's smaller stage, Southern Comfort tells about the outcast lives of a transgendered community. Johnny Baseball, at the Nico stage of Williamstown Theater Festival, is about segregation and race relations in baseball from 1918 to 1948. On Friday night, I attended the musical Avenue Q at Adirondack Theater Festival in Glens Falls and experienced, to a much lesser degree, what it is to feel like a member of a minority. I was in a full house of people laughing, hooting, and clapping at material I felt was shallow and crude and lacking in humor as well as sophistication. This is a Tony Award-winning musical that ran on Broadway for 2,534 performances from 2003 to 2009 and is still running off Broadway. Matters were made worse because having seen the show on Broadway, as well as on the national tour, I recognize that in terms of talent and execution, the excellent ATF production is their equal. Yet, because I disliked and was annoyed with the material, I felt an outsider, alone and alienated. But that said, for a critic, it's not an unusual feeling. Avenue Q is a play that is generally described as a naughty version of Sesame Street. It's about recent college graduates who discover their education has not prepared them for the workforce or for life itself. In the course of the play, they come to terms with racism, homosexuality, envy, and even the reality of pornography. Most of all, they discover a purpose in life. The themes sound genuine, but the language is crude and the situations are borderline risque, for instance, puppets having sex. The expletives and naked puppets are not offensive in themselves. It's the low college frat level of this shallow humor that is disappointing. At least it is to me, though the audience roared with every F-bomb. As you might have gathered, the central characters are puppets operated by performers who were in plain sight. There is a tendency to pay attention to the puppeteers more than to the puppets. But don't worry, as the actors are signaling the same emotions as the characters and are never distracting. The lead puppeteers at ATF are great. They are always engaging and in the moment, to the point they often provide voices for two characters at the same time. It's special fun to see Noah Zachary, who plays Princeton and Rod, show such a fantastic comic delivery, as he was in the deeply serious play at Adirondack Theater Festival last year, Next to Normal. To see him in a lighthearted work is a delight. Stacia Newcomb is a joy as Kate Monster and a bitch as Lucy the Slut. Newcomb is both vulnerable and witty and has a great singing voice. Rob Morrison's superior comic delivery brings a nice edge to both Nikki and Trekkie Monster. He and Heather Broston work very well together as the evil bears who tempt the central characters. The only weakness in the cast are Stephen DeBossi and Joanne Javin, as they fail to make the dislikable slacker couple likable. Avenue Q is directed by Jennifer Barnhart, an original member of Avenue Q. She knows the show and understands what works. One day, I hope she explains to me why it works. Avenue Q continues at Adirondack Theater Festival in Glens Falls through Saturday. For tickets and information, call 874-0800. This is Bob Gefford from Detroit Record.